Childhood Accident and Conversion. Sometime after her family moved to Portland, Maine, Ellen's academic endeavors were tragically cut short at age 9 when an angry schoolmate hurled a stone that struck her in the face, breaking her nose and rendering her virtually unconscious for 3 weeks. She recalled how physicians declared that I had lost so much blood my recovery was doubtful, that if I should get better, I could not live long. I was reduced almost to a skeleton. But Ellen defied the odds. Although her physically debilitated condition ended her hopes of pursuing an education, her life had been preserved, and her health slowly improved. After experiencing a spiritual awakening that was sparked by William Miller's visit to her hometown of Portland, Maine, Ellen was baptized into the Methodist Church in 1842. Miller's message of Christ's imminent return became the focal point of Ellen's religious experience and witness. "I knew it was my duty to continue my efforts for the salvation of precious souls and to pray and confess Christ at every opportunity," she later reflected. "Let come what would, I determined to please God and live as one who expected the Savior to come and reward the faithful." This determination, which other members of the Harmon family shared, led to increasing opposition from their Methodist brethren and sisters who were less taken with Miller's viewpoints. A church trial brought about their final separation from the Methodist Church in September 1843. While initial expectations of Jesus' return looked to the Jewish year beginning with spring 1843 and ending in spring 1844, recalculation of the time prophecies eventually pointed to the fall of 1844, October 22nd specifically, as the true date for Christ's second advent. When that date passed, later referred to by followers as the Great Disappointment, confusion and despair took the place of hope and assurance. Some completely abandoned their Advent faith. Others looked to new date calculations, while still others searched and waited for an explanation of what they were convinced had been a genuine work of God.